What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, time to run the simulation for segment number two. Washington has won the lottery again. Oh, boy. The Blazers stay at 10. We are running the draft lottery simulator. Every single segment of this show,
you're just getting it out of the way.
2 for 2. The Blazers have not moved once. Utah down to second. You know, Utah's never won the lottery before.
No, they're one of 6 teams that have never won the lottery.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Utah, Denver, Indiana.
Yeah, makes sense.
Charlotte?
Miami.
Miami. I'm missing one. I can't remember.
Memphis?
Memphis, yes, because they infamously, the Jerry West, are you kidding me, look on his face when they did not win the LeBron James sweepstakes.
Huh.
By far the best lottery day reaction. You see Jerry West's soul leave his body.
Where did they draft Big Country Bryant Reeves? Remember Big Country?
I think he was 4?
6.
6?
6th overall, Big Country.
Yeah. That's right, they were prohibited from picking top 4 in the expansion. Them and the Raptors.
See, why do they do that?
You can't come right in and get that.
Why? I mean, you're in the lottery.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do when they expand the NBA again, what rules they impose and what...
You want to cut down on tanking? How about those new teams are in the lottery too? Oof. And they're guaranteed one of them 14% slots.
Well, not only that, you know that they're going to be bad for the next couple of years. That's why.
Yeah. All right. What do we got here? Let's unpack the NBA draft lottery. We've talked about this at length as the Blazers season was winding down. We do know they are 10th best odds to win the draft lottery, which means a 3.7% chance of getting that number one overall pick. The top four teams have a 14% chance. The fourth team has a 12.5% chance to win the draft lottery. To get into the top four, the Blazers have a 16.9% chance to make that big leap.
Indeed. They have a 63% chance to stay at 10. An 18.5% chance to fall back to 11, a 1.2% chance at 12, and then a non-zero, like less than 0.1 at 13 and 14.
So they, if for those listening at home or in your car or at work, they have better chances to move back than they do to move into the top four.
You have roughly an 81 or 82% chance of 10, 11, and then the remaining odds are basically the top four.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm. We need the basketball gods to be smiling down on Portland.
You have a 4 and 5, if you want to do the simple math, you have a 4 and 5 chance of staying where you are or falling back one spot, or a 1 and 5 chance of moving up.
All right. And look, this draft is loaded, especially the top 5 to 6 prospects have been heralded as very good. Here's the deal with the Blazers. They can only get 1 through 4 of those. They do not have a chance to move up to
five through nine,
it's either 10, 11, 12, or 1 through 4.
Or,
that's it.
Or 13, 14. If
everybody jumps them,
if
everybody jumps them, then the fix is in.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
That would be brutal. 11 or 12. I mean, there's like a 0.1% chance that they go to 14.
13 or 14, yeah. And they have a 1% chance at 12.
Nah, bro. So. But this all comes down to Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper. Those are the two prizes of this draft
class. There's a tier zero with Cooper, and then there's a tier one with Dylan. And then you're probably looking at tier two, but guys that could very easily pop.
Bailey, VJ Edgecombe.
Yep.
Trey Johnson,
Colin Knipple.
The Knipple slip, that didn't happen because apparently that NCAA tournament made people very excited about Colin Knipple.
I know some teams that have him in the top five.
And then you got guys like Jeremiah Fears, who's been discussed
skyrocketing
as a guy who people had their eye on him, and is like, as the season got over, Fears is now really vaulting up draft boards. Oklahoma point guard.
Edgecombe, Fears, and Kasparis Jakaciunas all have very big supporters. Now, it depends on who you talk to about where they believe those guys are. And there's a few Trey Johnson believers out there. And I'll just say this now. Ace Bailey, it's going to be very interesting to see what his measurements come in at, because so many people have been calling him 6'10", 6'10", 6'10". When we came back from, or I came back from Rutgers, Oregon, I told you, I'm like, he's not 6'10". I don't believe he's 6'10". I think he's probably closer to 6'8". And that does change the outlook for him. But also, just on the intel side, both him and Trey Johnson are guys that I think teams are a little leery of.
Oh.
So it's going to be very interesting over the next roughly 6 weeks to see how things go between workouts and interviews and everything else that comes out of it. Because not only do you do the draft lottery today, after today, the combine gets underway.
Yeah. And that in Chicago, that's a big day. By the way, friend of the program, Sean Hyken will be in the lottery room again this year.
He is in the room, in the sequestered room. And for those that are wondering, that room holds 14 media members and then 14 personnel, one from each team. And those people go in there, they got to empty their pockets, no electronic devices, nothing. They know what happens.
They do cavity searches.
Before you guys see the show. They are sequestered away. They are not allowed out, or they are not allowed contact until after the show is over.
Okay. And who is it, the Blazers executive?
Andre Patterson.
Yeah, Andre Assistant Patterson is in there. Tumani Kamara will be the representative on the stage for the Portland Trail Blazers. So that's neat.
Yeah.
I think of all the people that are going to be there, two's a guy that might be able to win a fight of those people. Zion will be there.
Hakeem.
Yeah, old Hakeem may still be able to do it. God, he is fit. He looks good.
There's some. These are the reps they have.
All right.
The Nets have Jordy Fernandez. The Hornets are sending their coach, Charles Lee. The Bulls are sending their rookie, Matis Buzelis. The Mavs are sending their ambassador, Rolando Blackman.
Okay.
The Rockets, Hakeem. Pelicans, Zion. 76ers, their rookie, Jared McCain. The Blazers, obviously, Tumani. The Kings are sending Keon Ellis. The San Antonio Spurs are sending their head coach, Mitch Johnson. The Raptors, Masai Ujiri. The Utah Jazz are sending Ashley Smith, their co-owner. And Washington Wizards are sending their rookie, Bub Carrington.
Okay. I'm picking two in a fight. I think two's going to win. If it comes down to they have to fight for the first overall pick, I like two's chances in that. I like two.
Two and Zion are the only guys.
Zion, and then Olajuwon. He'll dream shake you, and then whop.
Still a very large man.
Yeah. So I think the odds are good if it comes down to a fight for the number one pick.
They just go full Joker and break the pool cue and go, whoever comes out gets the number one overall pick?
I'd be here for it.
Look,
based on the people that are there, I like our chances.
The Blazers are in great shape in the secluded room, too. Andre Patterson, huge dude.
Big guy.
You know, Andre's 6'6", 6'7".
All right.
Very, very well built. Very well built man.
Well, hopefully the media members don't have to fight, because I don't like Hyken's odds.
No.
Love Sean as a guy.
Yep.
Don't think he's going to be getting any fracases.
No.
There. All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, there's a lot on the line. I mean, this could be,
it's honestly a monumental day.
This will be fireworks in the streets if the Portland Trailblazers win the number one overall pick, because it doesn't look good.
It's a franchise-defining moment for whoever gets a Cooper flag, to be honest.
All right. Worst-case scenario?
Obviously falling back.
I have one. The worst-case scenario for me isn't if the Blazers fall back. It really isn't. I would be like, you know what?
What, it's going up to four?
It is what it is. No, not even that one. That one wouldn't be great. But also, at least you could package that with the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this at the time. The part that would just absolutely rip my heart out is if the San Antonio Spurs or the Phoenix Suns, meaning
Rockets,
the Houston Rockets, because that pick's going to Houston, if either the Spurs or the Rockets jump up. Because at the All-Star break, when the Blazers made the decision to go for the play-in game, that was it. You definitely weren't going to catch the likes of Philadelphia and Brooklyn, who finished with 24 and 26 wins. There was a very unlikely chance you were going to be bad enough to catch the Toronto Raptors, which finished with 30 wins on the year. But there was that striking distance of if 8 or 9 end up winning the lottery, that to me is the worst case scenario. Because those two spots were in your sights.
That's fair. I would just absolutely hate to see the 76ers win the lottery.
Yeah.
That would make me sick.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be good. It would not be good.
No.
If you think of it, like, how crazy would it be? Houston wins the lottery via Phoenix.
Yeah. Oof.
And they get Cooper Flagg. Boy.
Yeah.
That team gets scary.
Very quickly.
Very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.